USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not agree to a ceasefire until their military objective is achieved. That's after President Biden encouraged Israel and the Palestinians to head towards a path towards a ceasefire. The head of Customs and Border Protection is defending a policy to release illegal immigrants caught at the border without a court date. Acting CBP Commissioner Troy Miller telling Congress that the reason court dates are not being given is because hearings have been postponed until July 3rd.
Agents perform the same national security and border security checks as they would with notice to appear.
Miller adding illegal immigrants that are released from their custody at the border must report to an ICE location in 60 days, although we did not know how many are actually showing up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A week after hackers shut down a U.S. pipeline, President Biden may be lifting sanctions on a Russian pipeline.
The Biden administration is looking to waive sanctions on the corporate entity and CEO Matthias Warnick, overseeing the construction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline into Germany. It's according to two unnamed sources that were briefed on the decision. Warnick and President Vladimir Putin are longtime friends, as Warnick is a former East German intelligence officer. The State Department's report heads for Congress Wednesday and will call for four companies and four ships that are supporting the pipeline construction to be put on the sanctions list. However, the State Department report is said to have waived the applications of those sanctions, citing U.S. national interests. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Montana, the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signing the bill on Tuesday that goes into law January 1st, 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey is setting light on those that are getting vaccinated.
A CDC study released on Tuesday found that rates of COVID vaccination were lower in the country's rural counties than in urban areas. The data showed that about 39% of adults living in rural areas have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared to 46% in urban counties. Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious diseases physician with the University of Michigan Medical School, tells CBS News that both difficulties in locating a shot as well as higher rates of vaccine hesitancy may play into those results.
There's a couple of things going on. One is, in general, in rural America, it's a little bit harder to get to a vaccine. People may have a harder time taking off or finding the vaccine itself. And there's also some more vaccine hesitancy in these areas. Today we heard from the White House that they're really thinking about it on a zip code to zip code basis. We know that where you're born in America, in that zip code can mean a different life expectancy just at baseline. Those same factors are coming in now with COVID-19.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four sailors are suing the U.S. Navy for requiring them to shave their beards. Three of the sailors say they're being denied a faith-based accommodation to have a neatly maintained beard. The fourth says he has a beard for medical reasons and says it is required to shave every 30 days to prove it gives him painful swelling in his face. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.